think you might be on the spectrum? Today, we meet Dan Loofborough from Spectrum Insurance. All the Spectrum Insurance. Can't wait to see you in there.
Welcome to the Dayton Approved Podcast with Frank O'Neill. This is where the local Dayton businesses get a spotlight.
Welcome to Dayton Approved, exploring Dayton's small business and nonprofits. We've got Dan here today from Spectrum Insurance. How are you doing today?
I'm great.
We're glad that you're here today. So Dan, I met Dan at a networking group. We met a couple of years ago or a few years back and really got to know him. And he actually does my own insurance. And he has an insurance group that is, I would say, more of a traditional actual firm where they actually shop and have several different insurance companies. So he's an actual broker, unlike some of these other guys out there, and has quite an amazing and interesting story. So I'm pretty excited to get to it today. And one of the things that you really like to talk about, I guess I could say your mission or mission statements, is you really value and pride relationships with the community. Every year, you definitely do a quoting process, which is something that's a little bit different for you. And you have a whole slew of different companies you deal with. So why don't you tell us how all that relates to your mission statement?
Yeah, well, just like you said, it's really important that our goal is to go back to the old school where we just have personal relationships with the local community. But we do want to tap into modern technology.
Absolutely.
So we want to use modern technology to help us enhance the traditional old-fashioned service. So that's our goal.
All right. So modern technology with, I guess you could say old school or just traditional service, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. A good example would be you contact us, we shop your insurance around with various different companies, even Progressive, the lower price companies. And For example, if you shop around and buy a policy from Progressive, once you buy it, Progressive is done with you.
Yeah.
They're not going to keep shopping it every year. They're just going to keep raising your price every year.
Right. And that's about the extent of the relationship.
That's all that they do. They might provide a good claim. I get it. But we want to make sure that we're going to use that modern technology to shop your insurance around the first year. But we're going to do that every year.
Right.
And that's the key. Most agents, even independent agents, don't usually shop your insurance around every year. And especially now with insurance getting expensive, we have inflation, supply chains, weather getting a little more severe. We really need to shop it around.
Yeah.
Company A might be great this year and terrible next year. That can literally change in 1 year. Plus your situation can change. And there's so many different variables companies use, age, credit, claim, who knows?
Oh yeah.
So we have to use that modern technology to shop it around. And then get with you every year and just make sure we're doing the best we can do.
That's awesome. I love the integration. I think that's
yes.
Well, tell us your story. How did you even get into insurance? Like, why insurance? I mean, there's so many different businesses. As an entrepreneur, you could have chose.
Well, when I was 21, me and Chris Stewart, my business partner, we were 21 years old, and we were just looking for a job. We're both, pretty good with people, and we wanted to do some type of sales, and we ended up at a large company. And we also, when we ended up at that large insurance company, we saw why people are skeptical of insurance companies. We saw a lot of unethical, really, really bad stuff. Right.
No, I do have a question because that does bring a point. I feel like a lot of people feel like insurance companies are, I don't want to say use the word scam, but it's like the saying that I keep hearing is, they love to take my money, but they don't want to pay out. Is there like a lot of truth to that, you think?
Well, yeah, I think we all know insurance companies.
Right.
There's so many different, one of the main things we saw at first was unethical behavior of the agents. Our supervisors,
okay.
They would literally just change applications. They would white out an application, change it, and then forge the applicant's name on it.
Yeah.
So we saw really bad things like that.
Yeah.
And these people were some of the top salesmen in the whole country. So even when they get caught doing something, the insurance company's like, eh, that's okay.
Yeah, because they're number one. So
yeah,
they look the other
way.
You
know, that's okay. And we kind of see that in the world right now, don't we?
Of course, yeah.
From technology to medicine, you know, it seems to be money rules.
Yeah.
This was 35 years ago, and me and my business partner, Chris, we were just like shocked what we saw. Literally, a couple of these guys ended up going to prison.
Wow.
And we just got together one day, had a drink, and we're like, you know what? We got to get out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, this is terrible. This is evil. But we liked insurance, and we liked the customers, and we liked the interacting and, you know, sitting across the table and shaking hands. But we said, we got to go. So we met with a realtor, and he was like, hey, why don't you bring an insurance company into my real estate company? So that's how we started. 1989. We got in the business in 88. In 89, we started the company and went into a real estate office and started quoting people's homeowners in Belmont, East Dayton.
Yeah.
And that was fun. And that's how we got into the business. And we said, well, if we're not going to be independent and do it ourselves, we're not going to do it at all.
Right.
We didn't want to be like a State Farm or something like that. And State Farm agents could be just fine.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a State Farm agent. The only problem with that is if there's a claim that goes on with a State Farm agent, and let's say a claims rep from State Farm is treating the customer wrong, there's a lot of gray areas in insurance.
Right.
And if the State Farm claims adjuster is taking that gray area and siding with the company, the agent can't really get involved. If the agent gets involved in the claim, they get in trouble. So we're an independent agent. We work for the customer, not the company.
Yeah.
So we get involved in the claim and we can help them out and walk them through it if we have to. But we said, we're going to have a situation like that rather than, you know, being beholden to the company. And
now, did you meet Chris at your first job?
Yeah.
Did you guys know each other before?
We didn't know each other before.
So you're just literally colleagues. And you said, hey, let's do this thing. Let's start.
That's literally what we said.
That's pretty cool.
When we were like 22.
That's an exciting story.
Yeah, it was great.
Who would have thought it would be Parker, one of your best friends?
Yeah. In a few years of literally no money.
Yeah.
You know, when we brought on Linda, she was our first, CSR, which is called Customer Service Representative and Office Manager. And she made more money than us for like 10, 12 years. You know, so we did it the hard way, but it was honest.
Yeah.
And, you know, which is why we're one of the few agencies in the state that has never had a malpractice suit in 35 years.
Success.
So we're proud of that.
Wow. That's really, truly an amazing story. A great start. So, why Dayton? You know, I always like to ask that question too. Like, you brought your business to Dayton, so obviously you are in Dayton, but you know, is it guys end up going to school, or I'm assuming you guys went to school around here, or
well, Chris Stewart, Chris is from Cleveland,
okay. And
he went to University of Dayton.
All right, so you
and
got...
yeah, and I didn't go to college, but I'm from Dayton. My dad was in the military,
okay,
so I was I've been here since I was 2 years old,
okay,
so I lived here, and Chris
migrated.
Chris migrated.
Yeah. Okay.
And we really had a nice, that's a nice mix. I had been in sales the whole time he was in college.
Right.
And I was just out there in the street, pounding the pavement, trying to make some money. And he was, so I was able to help him a little bit with sales and talking to people. And he was able to help me with cleaning myself up a little bit, putting a tie on and being responsible and going to bed on time and all that stuff. Just helped me to be an adult. It was a nice combination. Still is to this day.
Hey, that's, you know, not many marriages could last 35 years.
Yeah, I hear you.
This is partnership, my man. That's something, dude. That's something real. That's good. So, yeah, Leo, as far as stuff that you guys do in the local community and the economy, I know that you keep a lot of your business and your referrals here. So you know, the sale, obviously the sales tax stays here. So that's definitely one of the big things that help with, the local economy. But really what it comes down to is, I really want you to talk more about those personal relationships that you have developed with customers over the years, or how important that is to you, or possibly like one of your favorite stories.
Yeah, it's so important to have a personal relationship. And a lot of young folks are just getting on the computer when they're 23, getting insurance from an 800 number or a Geico. And when something happens, it's just a nightmare. Not always, but you know, they don't have a person that they were talking to. So I had a story back in 91. So yeah, 91 or 92. And one of my clients who was leaving on vacation and with their family of five, and literally within a mile of their house, big tractor ran into them. And they're like, oh, no. So it was like 10 o'clock at night. And they were going to drive through the night, get to Florida early. And just everything hit the fan. So they contacted me and I helped them like at 10 o'clock at night to get a rental car and get their vacation going. So it was just not back on track. And People Magazine had a story about nightmare vacations. And my customers were in that story for a nightmare vacation. And they said, thank goodness for our insurance agent that was able to help us along. So that's a good example.
Yeah.
And I've had six houses burned down the last 35 years. And it's really important. A big insurance claim is right up there stress-wise with death and divorce.
Oh, I can imagine.
It's super stressful. And if you don't have somebody helping you through it, it's even worse. You know, so yeah, we have tons and tons of stories of where people were really grateful that they had a local agent. And on top of that, it's cheaper going through an agent than an 800 number directly.
Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. But before we get to that, you mentioned something about bottom-up solutions. You know, you think that's the solution of how we can really fix local problems. Why don't you tell us more about your idea on that?
Well, yeah, I think bottom-up solutions are what the world needs right now, frankly.
Yeah.
You know, the world is built by the firefighter, the furniture salesman, the insurance salesman, the local inventions, the school board, the local government. This is how the world is better. Bottom-up solutions.
Yeah, starting local and going up.
Right.
Instead of the opposite.
Yeah. Top-down solutions are the problem with the world right now, frankly.
Yeah.
And you know, we could talk about top-down solutions being disruptive to life in a myriad of ways. But yeah, bottom-up solutions, local relationships, you know, handshakes, eye contact, and also the pragmatic stuff like just taxes feeding the local economy.
Right.
You know, well, buying stuff
there with local economy, with taxes. That you can fuel these, you know, bottom-up solutions that you were saying by having the local taxes take care of those.
Exactly. So my agency has, you know, a few million dollars coming in premiums, and that tax base goes locally.
Yeah.
You call an 800 number, you call Geico, that just goes to Warren Buffett getting another yacht.
Yeah.
You know, that goes to Bill Gates, you know, getting another mansion. That doesn't do anything for Dayton.
Anything for us here at all.
Zero.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you're paying more money to do that usually.
Right.
Especially in the long run.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get right into it. Like, why don't you talk about that? Since you're a broker, you essentially do commissions. That's the big difference between someone working at Geico or Progressive. They're an employee. You guys are independent people. So you're brokers. So you guys get commission, essentially like 1099, and I have to pay taxes on all that stuff. But talk about the difference between the two and why one, in theory, might sound better, but in reality, this is how it tap.
Yeah. Okay. So it's pretty simple when you think about it. There might be some things where you can cut out the middleman, go to the internet and save some money. Right. All right. Who knows? But still, it's not good to do that usually because it's not going to save you in the long run. So let me give you an example. If you call Geico, somebody answers the phone, right?
Right.
And they have to sell you a policy, right?
Yes.
And then you get a new car. You got to call them and they got to get, you know, make your change, right?
Yes.
So somebody has to do all the stuff I'm doing. Somebody has to do all the stuff my agency is doing.
Yes.
Except Geico is employing those people. They're employees of Geico or they're employees of Progressive. They got them on a W-2. They got to pay their health insurance, their unemployment, payroll taxes. They got to pay for the lawsuits, all that stuff with me, with an independent agent. Depending on what the commission is, they send us a check for 12%. They're done. That's it. Yeah. They're done. So we're finding out that they can pay an agent a small percentage and take care of all that stuff.
Right. They don't have to worry about anyone else.
They don't have to pay the health insurance for me. They don't have to pay workers' comp for me. They don't have to pay any of that.
Right.
So they're finding out 12, 10, 12, 14, whatever the commission is a pretty good deal for them.
Of course.
So that's why most of the time your rates are going to be cheaper with an agent shopping around for you. And definitely in the long run. So let's say that this year, let's say Geico's 5% cheaper for whatever reason. You never know who's cheaper no matter what. But let's just say they're a little cheaper. I can guarantee over a period of 10 years, they're not going to be.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be shopping every year. And we all know insurance companies are just going to keep raising you up every year.
Right.
So when my companies are going to raise you up too. We're just going to move you.
Yeah. Because you have a plethora of other options that you can take them to.
And especially as the industry changes, different actuarial stuff, different price points, different ways they use technology. There's so many changes why we want to shop. But in a nutshell, it's pretty cheap for companies to work through agents.
Yeah. So it's actually more cost effective because it sounds to me that working with an agent costs the insurance company less, so they give you a better price.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I became a believer because I had Progressive, which is a company that you have to deal with. And I said, and, you know, I deal with Progressive. He's like, I deal with them. I said, well, you know, I've been on the phone with these guys, beat them up a little bit, had them quote a couple of different ways, you know, felt like I was clever. I was like, no way that he's going to get a better price. Not only did he beat the price, he was able to give me more coverage. And when on the tier system or program, I would start off at like the bottom level, which I don't know, blue, silver, something that nobody gives a darn about. I moved all the way to platinum or diamond, like the best, just because Dan's been with them for years. So I was able to jump in on that, you know, program that he's with.
Yeah. So at the time, we were able to, that's a good example. I mean, Progressive's direct, and they also have agents. And so 15 years ago, when they went direct, it was like, oh, my God, what are you doing? This is horrible. And they were like, oh, we're going to cut you out and save a bunch of money. Well, every year that went by, Progressive realized more and more, oh, we need agents. Oh, we want agents. It's not as bad as we thought because they're employing these thousands of people and like, oh, my God, they still have to pay for it. So that's a good example. You had direct. I can shop you through the independent channel, and through the independent channel, I can make darn sure you have every discount, everything available to you, every tier level, every possible thing. Right. So that's a good example, is Progressive Direct and through agent.
Yeah, so they do a mix of both.
Right.
Yeah, so it was pretty interesting because until you go through that process as a consumer for insurance, you have no clue, no idea what's going on. I really found a big appreciation.
Yeah.
And I've been with you ever since. So, you know, and when he says he shops you every year, he's not lying. Every year he shops you. And we got to make the move. We make the move. And I mean, I think this year you saved me over like $1,000.
Yep. Yes. So, some years you won't move. Some years you're better off there. I mean, honestly, 20 years ago, companies used to give discounts for staying with them.
Yeah. They used to, what do you say, reward you for
loyalty rewards. Yeah, exactly. So they'd have a 3-year 10%, 6-year 10%, 9-year 10%. And we wouldn't really move people because you're getting a great deal. But they changed that. More and more they're changing that.
Yeah, with technology and the rules, talk about that. Like, you know, you were saying, like, you know, this year they might look at your credit report. Next year, who knows what they'll look at.
Oh, there's so many variables.
Yeah.
I mean, zip code, the kind of car. Right now, Hyundais and Kias get stolen a lot. People that have Hyundais and Kias, it's kind of a nightmare getting insurance, depending on the model. But there's so many variables, credit score, you know, zip code, how many claims you've had, repair costs of the cars. We don't even, as an agent, we don't really know all of them. And a lot of it's proprietary, so they don't want to divulge everything, even to the agents.
Yeah.
But there's, so many variables. So all you can do is shop it around. Yeah. That you know, I think that might settle down in the next few years to where we can stay with one company longer, because that would be kind of nice.
Well, that's where you come into play. Stay with Spectrum Insurance.
Yeah, exactly. You stay with us.
Yes.
And then when there's a, you know, my long-term customers, I'm going through a few claims right now. And water claims are a good example of there's a lot of gray areas where an insurance adjuster is going to come out and say, oh, you know, I think that's groundwater. It's not covered, but it actually might be from a pipe and it's a little fuzzy, a little gray. That's where the agent needs to get involved. If that's Geico, if that's an 800 number, that gray area is not going to go to your side.
Yeah.
I promise you. But if you have an independent agent, we will actually... Literally, this happened last week. One of my companies declined a claim, and it's like a $50,000 claim.
Yeah.
And they said, nope. And I said, okay, send me the thing. And they sent me the reason, the declination. And I talked to them, and I said, no, that didn't happen. And I had to contact the contractor again, the customer again. They call them back, give another statement. When they ask you a question on a statement, sometimes those questions are steered a little bit to where if you go the wrong way with the answer, you don't know you're answering it wrong. They just ask it in a way that you answer it this certain way, and then boom, we're not paying it. So a lot of gray areas, long story short.
Right.
So I helped a client, we opened it back up, and now they're going to get $40,000 or so.
Wow.
Compared to nothing. So it really is important.
No, it is. You know, just that guidance and that coaching is priceless. I remember a story a while ago, and I can't remember the details, so I'm glad you're here. So I hope you can fill in the gaps. Because you were basically saying, you know, you are so passionate about, it's about the customer. It truly is all about the customer. That, you know, if you've got to take care of business with even suing the insurance company, you guys have no problem doing that. Why don't you explain more or tell that? I can't remember the story.
There's been several situations where we have had to send an attorney.
Yeah.
And if I were at State Farm, they would fire me for that.
Yeah, of course.
So once again, I'm not knocking State Farm agents. They're great. But just ask them. They are really not allowed. If they go send an attorney after an adjuster, oh my God, they'll be fired by the afternoon.
Right.
So that's happened several times. And when an insurance company, okay, let's say there is a, this happened a few years ago. Let's say there's a dispute on a roof claim. You know, they think it's hail. The insurance company thinks it's just wear and tear. The insurance company say, well, let's send an engineer out. Well, who pays the engineer? Who pays them? The insurance company.
Right.
So who's the engineer going to side with? The insurance company. So I also look at engineer reports and dispute it with the engineer. I had a $60,000 roof claim overturned a few years ago. Wow. To where they declined it. And I was like, wait a minute here. And I grilled the, you know, piled through the engineering report, and it was just wrong. It was just totally wrong. They just left some stuff out And they didn't lie per se, but they, okay, here's what happened. They showed a picture of the roof and there was a picture and it looked like there was about 50, 60 little spots, which were little hail indentations, hail dimples.
Right.
And the engineer said, here's a sample of some of these indentations. And he sent pictures of six. Okay, so he sent pictures of six little indentations, which were, in fact, wear and tear in nails and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But I was like, what about, why didn't you send pictures of the other 50? And they were like, okay, we'll paint it. They literally paid it that quick.
Yeah, they're like, yeah,
so, yeah. I mean, I didn't even need to send that to my engineer to dispute it.
Yeah.
They just paid it right after I said, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I see five pictures here.
Yeah.
Wow. So anyway, that's a real life story.
Yeah, no,
that's so is. This is, you know, these are the types of
agent coming in, swinging the bat, doing the job.
Right. So the engineer wasn't quote unquote lying. You know, he was just omitting some things. Yeah, we can call it lying.
It's a form of lying.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure. It may not be.
You're right. You're right.
But yeah, I mean, it's manipulation.
Yeah, there we go. And there's so much of that going on. From the medical industry, we all know what's going on there, to the, you know, garbage and food, but you know, these top down salutes, these big companies are just killing us. And we have to bring it back local.
I agree.
These big companies are the ones that are in bed with the politicians. So it's tough, but we got to ground up, bottom up solutions back to that.
We're sticking it locally.
Yes, we are.
Starting to Dayton approve.
Yeah, that's right. You got it.
One episode at a time.
Yes, sir.
That's how we fight it. So 35 years in business, which is a huge success. So, and think about that. 35
yeah, it's wild.
That's pretty cool, right?
I remember even hearing at 20 years in business.
Yeah.
Guys that were in business 35 years. I'm like, whoa. Yeah, we're proud of that.
I didn't even think about this until now. You know, I'm 39. So you've been
were four. Yeah.
You've been doing business for as old as me.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And I think we should double back to what you said earlier in the show, which was you never had a malpractice insurance claim. How important is that? How big is that? Because that's pretty big information.
Right.
That's huge.
Well, first of all, it's not like we never made a mistake. We've made, you know, any agency is going to make quite a few mistakes. But we have really good reputations with our companies. And when we have made a mistake, the insurance companies have backed us up. And we've never done anything so egregious to where the insurance company won't back us up. And we had to go to our malpractice insurance. It's actually called E&O insurance, errors and omissions. It's just easier to say malpractice because people get it.
Yeah.
But we do have a policy with millions and millions of dollars of coverage if there is a mistake that we make.
Yeah, we're
insured ourselves, right? So we're proud of that. And once again, you're not going to get that from a Geico. You're just going to be out, and then they're going to be like, sue us. Then you're going to go get an attorney, and the attorney's going to be like, give me a $50,000 retainer, and we'll talk about it. So another reason why you want an independent agent.
Right. Absolutely. But back to, you know, helping the customer, and not just, obviously you're not going to just sue the company, you know, if they make it, they're upset. One of the other things that you do too is I know you have a close connection with other insurance agencies. So if a customer doesn't, if you don't have a product for the customer, it's the customer, right? And you're going to have no problem with, you know, holding out your bag of tricks, I guess you could say it. Say, hey, we've got the guy. It's not me, but I got a guy.
Exactly. There might be, you don't want to put a square peg in a round hole. Right. With insurance, you want to make sure that you're using a company that does a lot of that.
Yeah.
A really good example is an RN, a registered nurse.
Right.
If a registered nurse is independent, like a traveling nurse, and she needs a liability policy. You know, I could sell her one, but it'd be like $700-$800. Or we can just send her to the National Nurses Association and she pays $50 a year.
Right.
You know, so we want to make sure it's the right place. And there might be something that State Farm is good at.
Yeah.
And they happen to have a niche in that product. Well, I've got friends at State Farm. I'll send the referral to them.
Of course.
And I tell the client if there ever is a problem on the claim, just because I don't have the policy on that particular property or whatever, you can still call me for a claim.
Right.
And I can still help you in a claim, even if I'm not the agent on that policy.
Yeah, because you are a licensed.
Right. Individual. I'm a licensed agent and I can still help you. The State Farm agent might not be allowed to. They can help you, of course, but they might not be able to go as far as I could go. So I can help you out with a claim, even though it's not my actual policy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we have alliances with several different agents and we try to make sure that if we can't help, they send you to the right place, basically.
Wow. That's truly customer focused, customer based. Truly is something that you don't necessarily see all the time. Or not, I guess I could say definitely don't see all the time, but you'll see that often in today's world where business really cares about customers.
Right. Where we could still sell them a product.
Right.
It's just that for this, maybe this rental property, I might be $3,000.
Right.
Because all of my companies in the independent channel are going to have this particular requirement and State Farm might not have this requirement and they might only be $1,500. So I'm not going to quote them $3,000 if I know another company is going to be half that.
Exactly.
And neither is anybody else in my office.
Yeah.
So that's just how we do it.
Yeah. And what I'm saying is the way you do that genuinely saves the customer money.
Exactly. And if somebody's, another example, if somebody's 21 years old, a couple DUIs, they need an SR-22 because they didn't have insurance, I'm probably not going to be the best for that.
Right.
So we can tell them to go to the general or go to Geico. Yeah.
The old general.
Go to the general. People go to them.
I haven't seen a general commercial in years.
I know. But a lady in my office said they're still doing it. So I'm like, all right, cool. Because, Progressive used to be strong in that business, for example, and now they don't want it so much. So they're going to be like $300 a month. And we can go over there and they might be more like $100.
Right.
These other companies.
Yeah.
So, that's another example where we just send them along. We don't, and a lot of agents are just going to say, I can't help you. Which is fine. That's maybe how they're trained. But we really try to
have a solution.
Have a solution. Yeah. Because
even if you can't get them under your umbrella today, you might be able to tomorrow.
Exactly.
That's the long-term thought process of truly not just trying to make money off someone, but helping.
Exactly. And simply doing the right thing.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say I can't help you and they could call another 10 people. And the other 10 people they're calling are going to say the same thing I just said because they didn't know who to call. So we really try to let people know where to go. And I do this for myself, too. I've got, we're going to get to that later with the nonprofit, nonprofit. But we help people with emotional intelligence. We help people find Christ. We help people.
Financial intelligence, too.
Financial intelligence. And, I have exercise classes, fitness classes, stretching classes. And if I were to get my own insurance from my own companies, it'd be like $50 a month for me.
Yeah.
But I get it directly from a company and it's like $10 a month.
Oh, wow.
So I don't even sell myself all the policies.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
but I can help other people.
Yeah.
So if, if there's somebody that does massage, for example,
yeah,
any independent agent can sell them a policy for $50 a month, but I'm going to refer them over here to this company. One of them is called Next Insurance, and they're going to pay $10.
Wow!
And I even help them sign up for it online.
Yeah, you can walk them through.
Right.
But before we get into all that, let's talk about Big Brother and Big Sister. How you guys are involved in that?
Yeah. Well, the nonprofit. We have a nonprofit called Spectrum New Beginnings. So the insurance company, Spectrum Insurance and Spectrum New Beginnings, is just talking about new beginnings. And that was for me. My wife got on prescriptions and After a year or two, she changed. I think people hear about this, antidepressants. She took her life, and it was horrifying, horrifying for years and years, to say the least. And I went through a lot of different things, and all the things that helped me were trying to help people in the community have a new beginning. And just in general, trying to uplift people's emotional intelligence and resilience and strength and relationship with God and all that stuff.
Yeah. So as far as the new beginnings part, you know, how do you combat that? You know, I know you do a lot of exercise.
Yeah. So I work with juvenile courts, and I mentor several kids. We're in grade schools, high schools, just we're in corporations. We do wellness circles, all kinds of things. We're not taught these things in school.
Right.
All right. We're still in that back to the top down problems. All right. Yeah. We're still in the Rockefeller model for education, which is just creating good little employees, good little soldiers. Ring the bell, go to the next class. If you screw up, you're punished.
Right.
They don't explain to you how we're not going to mess up again. They just say you better not do it or you're punished.
Right.
We explain to people why you messed up, how to study. Okay, so we've got that Rockefeller model right now that is just specifically designed to not enlighten kids. All right, that's written down, documented,
yeah,
all provable. So we teach kids how to be happy, how to be grateful, how to recognize their thoughts, how to control their thoughts, impulse control, gratitude, God, Jesus Christ, all the things that bring them happiness. The kids we work with will start off with C's and D's and F's, and just in a couple of months, they're going to be A's and B's.
Yeah.
Because they are not taught this, because the education system is top down. So just like we've been talking about,
yep,
bottom-up solutions. We're gonna teach these kids that you can be anything you want to be. The top-down says you are consumers.
Yes.
When in all actuality, we're creators.
All of us are creators.
We're creators.
Yeah.
But we're not trained
that. We know.
Correct. Exactly. So we don't want to just train kids to be good little soldiers. We want to let them know that they're creators and they can do whatever they want in life.
Yeah.
So we do that in all aspects, all around the area, and we're getting ready to really blow it up big.
Yeah. So what's new and exciting with the Spectrum New Beginnings?
Well,
going on. I know that you had some sort of grant.
Yeah, we just got a $100,000 grant from the Northwest Dayton Association.
Congratulations.
And thank you. We are really focused on, you know, everybody, of course, but we really want to focus on the underserved. People in the city, that a lot of the stuff we're talking about costs a lot of money.
Of course.
And counselors and psychologists and mind trainers. And we have pricing all the way down to free. So we're in the Greater Dayton School. That's a super new school in Dayton. They're really, really good. They're doing things right. So the Miami Valley School, the Greater Dayton School, schools are starting to teach kids the way they should with emotional intelligence, slowly. But yeah, we just got a nice grant, and we have a lot of things on the cusp. Going to be in a lot of schools and a lot of companies. We're going to continue with the juvenile courts. And we're starting to do a lot of like wellness circles where we can get a group of teens together and they can talk things out. Circles are pretty powerful.
Yeah.
When people get together and, you know, I mean, I think it goes way back to AA and things like that, where, you know, you bring in God, you bring in Christ, and that really, really helps. Having peer support really helps. Mentors, it's really hands-on.
We have a self-sufficient system.
Exactly. And we're helping people get reacquainted with nature.
Yeah, that's huge.
Nature is so huge. It's been proven 5 hours in nature per month, pretty much the cure-all.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't need to be...
And that's not even that long. 5 hours a month.
It's not much. And it doesn't have to be a fancy state park 5 hours from home. It can be your neighborhood park.
Yeah.
But if you're in your neighborhood park for 5 hours a month, it's huge. Study after study shows that seems to be kind of the magic number, getting outside 5 hours a month. And
I know it's hard in the wintertime.
It's hard in the wintertime, but we have to figure out ways to do it.
Absolutely.
You know, so that's what we're working on. You have
to build that cold tolerance and jump in that ice.
We're going to do it. That's right. That's right. We teach you all that stuff.
Well, that's cool. Actually, we're getting, you know, I was going to ask you this. There is this Chinese guy, Liu Qing Yan. But he died in 1933. Now, legend has it that he lived for 256 years. He had anywhere from 180 to 200 children. And they believe he had 24 wives. And his whole thing was he created this concoction out of herbs. And he would drink it every day. That is apparently what led him to live.
Yes. Well, you know, I don't know about the 250, but hey, God's pretty much made us to go to 120, I think.
Yeah.
But there are, yes, natural food, herbs. Okay. This brings us right back to the top down problems. Okay. Big food has been lying to us all these years about meat's unhealthy. No, it's healthy. Sun's bad. No, it's good.
Right.
Butter's bad. How about you have this fake margarine motor oil instead? You know, so all of that stuff is, like you just said, what's healthier, the herbs, things from nature.
Right.
And what we find, the top-down people, all right, the big companies, if you notice, they go against all things of the natural order. So think about that. They don't want you to get sun. They want you to rub these toxins on your skin, which immediately messes up your cells. 30 seconds later, it's in your bloodstream, where people that get more sun actually get
sunless tanning solutions. That you're saying
this exactly.
Yeah,
they say protect yourself from the sun. Yet construction workers and landscapers.
Okay, you're talking about
skin cancer.
Yeah, no, I don't know, like a sunblock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sunblock. So, you know, block the sun because it's bad. Okay, that's not true.
It can burn you.
Yeah, you don't want to burn, of course.
Of course, yeah.
You know.
But I think that's the purpose.
Yeah, you don't want to burn, but the purpose, well, they kind of say the sun's bad in general.
Yeah.
We were brought up,
I get what you're saying. It starts there.
Yeah. But people don't realize if you're wearing sunglasses, for example. Okay, let's say you're not wearing sunglasses and indirect sun is in your eye. Indirect sun in your eye, your skin is going to upregulate melanin, meaning your skin's going to get darker and protect you from the sun.
Okay.
But if you're wearing sunglasses, your body doesn't know you're in the sun, and you're more likely to burn.
Gotcha.
So that's an example of where we think we're protecting ourselves. We're going to rub this lotion on ourselves.
So we're just conveniently... I would always wonder why... sometimes I would burn. And I'm like, I'm using suntan lotion. And I burn.
And you're still burning.
And there's times I'll go out. And I'm like, I didn't burn at all.
Exactly. Like, a good example is construction workers and landscapers. They're out there all day.
Right.
They don't have skin cancer. Now, of course, if you're going to burn, and constantly burn, you don't want to do that. So you want to put on...
I think I wasn't wearing sunglasses.
Is the sunglasses.
That's probably why correct. I didn't burn. I'm just like, it makes no logical sense. If I'm in the sun for 3 hours, suntan lotion, and I burn, and then I go again in 3 hours, but I don't burn, what's the answer?
Right, and sunglasses.
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
So both. Yeah, it's the sunglasses.
Yeah, so I'm wearing sunglasses. Probably was wearing sunglasses with the lotion.
When you burned.
Right, and I probably wasn't, and I even had...
Exactly. Yeah,
that's what I was getting at.
Exactly. So when indirect sunlight's in your eyes, once again, your skin gets much darker. And you and I both have fair skin.
Yeah.
I spend hours in the sun every day, and look how fair my skin is. I've done this for decades, and I have not used suntan lotion, you know, UV protection. If I'm going to be, I might have used it maybe 7-8 years ago when I was in a bind and I was going to be in the hot sun for like multiple hours.
Right.
But you can wear a hat. You can wear, there's plenty of things you can do to protect yourself where you don't have to use suntan lotion. But if you're going to be out there all day in a burning sun, wear sunglasses, you know. But the point is, skin cancer exploded only when we started using suntan lotion. So that's just a good example of the top-down situations. These companies that form these, you know, groups with government agencies and put out these narratives where we should be talking to our local doctor. We should be talking to our local friends. We should be talking to the local psychologists, not necessarily a message from a big corporation you know, that wants to put out a narrative to the world, because that's going to make them profit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's an example.
Yeah. No, it's just really interesting because, you know, I listen to what you're saying, and it's a mix. You really think about it. It's truly a mix, and that's the world we live in today. You know, it's not a right or a left world. It's, we're in this world together. So many people are so focused on one thing or the other, especially with what's happening coming up in the later months of this year. But it's just kind of fascinating how, you know, just listening to you, I could hear both. And it's like, wow, you know, this is just a breath of fresh air saying, you know, no one's 100%, obviously. And there's a little bit of everything going on. So.
Exactly. And there's a few things, though, that over the years, when my mom, she was probably, she's 80 now, and all this stuff she was hearing in the 50s and 60s about cholesterol, high cholesterol, blah, blah, blah. Well, in the last 10 years, they've been studying this deeper. And they studied thousands of people that are 100 years old. And guess what? They all have high cholesterol. Not low, high cholesterol. That whole cholesterol thing is a scam. So that's an example of these companies that were trying to, you have a little bit higher cholesterol when you're eating food from the farm, meat, eggs, butter, but you're also getting high HDL. So if you have high LDL, a little high LDL, I'm not saying like 350, 400, but if your LDL is 200, 225, and you also have high HDL, good. That's just fine. That's a fact. But we're still going by these old narratives that lower cholesterol, the better. Our body is made of cholesterol. We need cholesterol as protective.
Yeah.
So that's a perfect example of these top-down things that we're trying to shift out of.
Right. They've been trying to get me, my brother's like, hey, you got to go to the doctor. You got high cholesterol. It's hereditary. You need to get on medicine. I'm like, oh no, man. I don't know if I want to do it.
Yeah, your statins, those are terrible. So anyway, you know, it's easy to go down these rabbit holes.
Right, right.
But we're awakening. I think everyone's agreeing that we're awakening. And it all goes back to the bottom-up solution.
Absolutely.
Like we talked about. Local.
So it sounds like you're with Spectrum Insurance or Spectrum New Beginnings, I should say, with the nonprofit that you started. It seems like you're really getting a grip hold of letting kids know. You're here to listen. People care about them. We want to teach you some basic survival skills because you've got a crazy world you're about to come into.
Exactly. Like when I was young, 4% of kids had chronic disease. Now it's 60%.
Right.
All the kids I work with in juvenile court, at one time or another, they're all on drugs, all on medicine, and like 10, 15 drugs. And when they go to the doctor and ask if they can get off them, the answer is always sure. So why were they on them in the first place?
Right.
Because you pump kids full of drugs, it makes us money.
Right. And
sick kids are profitable.
It's programming too.
Yeah.
So the younger generation force than us is that I can go to the doctor and I get a pill to fix my problem. It's really bad for them because they were programmed. Commercial can be health. Commercials now, I mean, you watch, I don't know. I don't know how many times I've seen the freaking herpes commercial. I'm like, I don't have it.
But like, I've seen it so many times that I know where to go. I know what type of medicine it is. I know what to do if the thing, you know, if that were to ever happen, right? But it's just crazy because think about this. We're advertising to random people. We got a pill for this. We got a pill for that. We
right.
got a pill for this. We got a pill for that.
And
what does it do over time? It makes you think.
Exactly.
There's a pill for something that might be.
Exactly. And that's what a lot of people do when they go to the health food store. They want a pill.
Right.
But let's just realize, just think of this. These same people pushing these narratives. Your doctor is just fine. Your doctor learns this wrong stuff in medical school. Ask a doctor how much education they have on nutrition. The answer is going to be like a 4 hours, right. one class.
Yeah, like next to nothing.
And that one class is wrong, you know, what they're taught. So just
Spectrum New Beginnings.
Yes.
It's teaching kids basically, hey, you know, there's alternative.
How to live naturally with the world.
Because
how to live naturally
how
with
to get
the
off
world.
Medicine
and all things. And the current narrative is all things of the natural order are bad.
Yeah.
Think about it. You don't even have to believe me. Just listen to what any holistic doctor, they're going to be called quacks.
Yeah.
Snake oil salesman. This was specifically propaganda put out in 1920 by the Rockefellers to discount all things natural. All the hospitals in America used to be half holistic and half allopathy. They put out the narrative that the holistic are all wackos. Exactly. So we're just trying to get people to live in the natural order. Healthy, no drugs, natural, just with God and Jesus Christ. And healthy, sun, meat, butter, just happy.
Yeah.
Like me.
Yeah,
like this, I've fought through it. And I've gone on the natural path. And it's worked miracles for me and everybody we work with.
Yeah.
So.
Well, awesome, Dan. Well, with that being said, how does one find you? You know, Spectrum Insurance, I want to get a quote. How would I do it?
Well, you can Google Spectrum Insurance Agency. The website is Spectrum Insurance Agency, Inc., SpectrumInsuranceAgencyINC.com. You can call us, 937-643-0081. And just a few minutes. It's going to be a lot quicker with us than online. You can get a quote online. Like we talked about before, it's going to be more expensive and it's going to take you a long time messing around with that. 5 minutes on the phone with us, we'll get your info, and then we'll do the number of hours of shopping for you.
Yeah.
So
you'll do
it's
all
real
the dirty
simple.
Work yourself.
Exactly. And if there's anything you want program-wise for emotional intelligence, hit me up for that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's SpectrumNewBeginnings.com.
Yep. So SpectrumNewBeginnings.com, if you want to check that out, see all the different stuff they're doing, all the different programs. I definitely encourage everyone to look at that as well.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Well, Dan, it's been a pleasure having you here, and I appreciate you sharing your story.
Thanks so much, Frank.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Subscribe and follow to our Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform. Be sure to sign up for our email list and receive an email to watch the show every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Do you know a great Dayton business that you would like to see on the show? Visit our website at DaytonApproved.com and click on the contact tab and tell us who you'd like to see.